From the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
And yet the world will say, close enough. Close enough. Truth, close enough. Story is told about this guy who was a Jewish guy from New York and sat right next to, in an airplane, this Pake guy from Hawaii. And just within just a few minutes, the Jewish guy stands up and whacks the Pake guy on the head. Boom! And the Pake guy said, what was that for?
Well, to find out what that was for, you'll have to stay tuned. Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Truth is one of the most important and powerful things in the world today. Truth can bring healing, or it can multiply pain if you reject it. How you handle truth will determine much about who you are. Today, Pastor Wayne has a message simply entitled Truth, and that'll be coming up in just a moment. But first, we invite you to join the family at New Hope for a few minutes of worship.
I am yours.
is Pastor Wayne with the message, Truth.
Well, it's good to be back. I was actually up in the mainland and a plane got fogged in, or we couldn't land the plane to get our connecting flight. But it's good to be here. We came in a day late, so I missed the concert. But I heard there was a fog in the concert here too, because Pastor Elwin came out and thought he was me. He introduced himself as Wayne Cadero. And then, talking about truth, because sometimes it's misunderstood, sometimes it's maligned, sometimes it's not well known. But then, instead of introducing Nicole C. Mullen, he said, and let's have Natalie Cole come out. Now, Nick Cole, Natalie Cole. Close enough, he says. Close enough. But we're going to talk about the danger of just being close enough, especially when we come to truth. Truth is a rare commodity nowadays because it can be ignored, can be spun, it can be redefined or dodged. It can also be completely misunderstood. And the way you handle truth will define your life. Truth is more powerful than the atomic bomb, because mankind has survived the atomic bomb, but if you reject truth, you will never survive that. Truth is more powerful than you'll ever realize, and that's why the adversary of our soul tries to keep you from the whole truth. If you respond well to truth, it'll change you forever. You respond badly to truth, it will change you for the worse. Truth can either preserve a nation or it could destroy a nation. Truth can bring healing or it can prolong pain. As was the case of these three guys that escaped from Oahu prison. One was a Haole guy, Japanese guy, and a Porigi guy. They escape from prison and they go to Ala Moana. There, these police cars come and they're checking people out that are suspicious. And they see these three guys. So the police start going over. Just then, the three guys go, whoa, whoa, whoa. If they find out our names, we're going to go throw them back in the slammer. And they're going to throw the key away. No, tell them the truth. No, tell them the truth. No, tell them your name. So they're thinking, we got to figure out a new name. Figure it out. Just then, the police comes to the first guy, the Haole guy, and says, what's your first name? And he's looking around for help. You know, what should I say? What should I say? Just then, a car goes by. Oh, my first name is Eddie. Well, your last name? Bauer. Oh, Mr. Eddie Bauer. That's right. That's right. Eddie Bauer. Eddie Bauer. The Japanese guy looking around like that. What's your name? Shiro. Yeah, and your last name? Kia. Oh, Mr. Shiro Kia, yeah? And the Portuguese guy just smiling like this. And the policeman says, what's your name? My first name, Ken. Ken. Yeah, and your last name? Taki Fried Chicken. Truth. The way you handle truth will tell you much about you. But first, I want you to know that there's two kinds of truth. There's truth that is seen, and also there's truths that are unseen. Now, truths that are seen are pretty obvious. Like a tree. Oh, we see a tree there, that's true. And so it gives way to certain studies of trees or plants like botany. And then you have something else. You might say, oh, there are people. And so it gives way to the study of anatomy or psychology. And then, oh, there's a car. These are just seen truths around us. You can see them with your eyes. And it gives way to certain principles of mechanics, scientific principles. These are seen truths. But equally as important, there are unseen truths like God, the creator of the universe, or your soul, where there's an inherent understanding of right and wrong that's hardwired into every single person, of something of righteousness and unrighteousness. You can't see it, but you know it's there. Or things like heaven, like sin or eternal separation from God. These are things that you cannot see. Now, let me ask you, which of these two truths are most important? Now, both are important, but which one is most important? the unseen truth. This affects your forever. But a lot of times we want to default to just what is seen, what is understood, what we see around us, what can be empirically proven in mechanics or certain studies. And this is important. These are truths. But it's not the whole truth. It's a half truth. There is the whole truth where you combine this with that. Now you're beginning to understand. You see, before, the adversary of your soul wants you just to have seen truth. You say, well, okay, all right, that's good, nothing wrong with that. But you add to that, it's not either or, it's both and. And when Christ came, he came not to bring another religion, he came to bring wholeness. But see, the adversary of our soul just wants you to see a truth, but it's a half truth, not this one over here. But there's both. Now, which one is easier? The seen. Yeah, that's our default. We always kind of go back to that. Because this is going to require something of you. But we always default back to this. It's sort of like this guy that came from the Ukraine didn't speak a lick of English, but the guy that was teaching him English figured, hey, man, this guy's got to eat. If he doesn't speak, he'll starve to death. He can't order food, and he's kind of a slow learner. So he said, just learn these three things. Just say hamburger, French fries, Coke. Hamburger, French fries, Coke. It's kind of like a song, hamburger, French fries, Coke. So he taught him this. And so now wherever you go to a restaurant, just that's what you order. So he went to the first restaurant. What would you like? Hamburger, French fries, Coke. Okay, second restaurant, hamburger, French fries, Coke. Next day, hamburger, French fries. Well, after about 3 months, he looks like Santa Claus. And so he comes back to the translator, and the translator says, man, you got to eat something else that's a little healthier. So he says, we got to get you so you can have breakfast. So let's learn this. Eggs, toast, juice. Eggs, toast, juice. So he finally learns that. And he goes to the first restaurant the very next morning. And the waitress comes and, what would you like? Eggs, toast, juice. She says, oh, good. You want your eggs scrambled, poached, over easy, over medium, and your bread. Do you want your toast white, wheat, sourdough, or rye? And your juice, do you want orange, apple, or cranberry? His eyes got really big, and he said, hamburger, French fries, Coke. It's kind of our default. We always want to come back to that. But let me just say this, do not be afraid of the whole truth. Because otherwise, as best as you can, you'll be living half-truths. And you'll see things only from one side, one perspective. And you can get easily deceived because you don't have the whole truth. You need to have the whole truth. Now, some don't want to know this side of the truth because they want to hide certain things. In fact, John 3:19 says this. It's going to come up on the screen. And would you read it with me? Go. This is the judgment, that light has come into the world, but people love the dark rather than the light because their deeds were evil. Sometimes we're afraid of the truth. But if you're going to understand the whole truth, then you'll need to know both sides. And you've seen, you know, I swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Well, the whole truth is going to include that which is unseen. Now, which one of these two is most important? Unseen. Let's read what it says in 2 Corinthians 4:18. It'll come on the screen. Would you read it with me? Go. We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You see that? So there's going to be some things that are temporal, but there's going to be certain things that are eternal. Which means you're going to need to know that there's two sources of truth. Because your source of truth is going to be important. One, you're going to have the source of the world or what people say, opinions, options, but there's one thing about the world that will be always what? Changing. That's right. On the other hand, you're going to have another source of truth. And by the way, the source is important. It's sort of like drinking bottled water. You see the source of the water. How many of you in this multi-billion dollar business now, how many of you in the last week or so have taken a drink from bottled water? Yeah, I mean, look around. It's amazing. We've got the most beautiful, wonderful water in Hawaii, but we drink bottled water. And if you look at it, there's one called Evian, because the source of that is the Evian Springs of France. Probably polluted, but it says Evian. Now you trust it because the source is supposed to be good. So it adds credibility. What if it said Alawai Canal? No. Source of truth is important. So you're going to have the world is one, or you're going to have God's word is the other, or God. And God's word never changes. That's what we find when it says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and how often? Forever. Isaiah 40 verse 8, the grass may wither, the flowers may fade, but the word of our God abides forever. So you get the source of the world, it's changing, temporal. The source of God, which includes God's word, never changing, never changes. So you're going to have to make sure that you've got the right source. Now, you understand there's seen truth and unseen. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen. But the things which are seen are temporary, changing. That which is unseen, eternal, never changes. The source of truth, is it going to be the world, what people think, what people say? Because you're going to get taken in. Be careful. You're going to have all kinds of people saying, well, there's a lot of ways to God. There's a lot of options. There's a lot of names that you can call God. Why? There's so many different pathways. But the Bible says there's one way. One way to God. One way. Now, you're going to have to choose. An atheist was talking with Abraham Lincoln, who, by the way, was a great Christian. And the atheist was saying, well, there's no God. And if there is, there's lots of ways to God. Abraham Lincoln said to him, how many legs does a cow have? And the atheist says, what? That's four. But what if there's a person that said that the tail is a leg? Now how many legs does the cow have? He said, I suppose now five. And Abraham Lincoln said, that's where you're wrong. And he said, what? Just because someone says the tail is a leg, it doesn't mean it's a leg. And see, there's going to be a lot of people that says there's lots of ways. It doesn't mean there is, because it's going to be changing. The source is wrong, and it's a truth that people see and give option to. You're going to need to find a truth that lasts you forever, that never changes, and the source is pure. It's not optional. I want you to think of two things. Are you ready? Here in my hand, I have a jar of M&Ms. I know some of you want it. No, you can't have it. M&Ms. I want you to think of a number of how many M&Ms you think is in this glass. All right? Okay, now think. Just think. Don't say it to anybody. Okay, all right, because it might be changing. All right, so here it is. Now, on the other hand, I want you to think of the most favorite song you can think of. Okay, get those two things in your head. This, how many M&Ms, and the most favorite song you can think of. All right? Are you ready? Okay, on a count of three, tell me the most favorite song of all. One, two, three. Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Izzy. How many M&Ms in here? How many of you say 800? Raise your hand. Pretty close, but that's not the truth. All right, how many of you say it's 1,000? Raise your hand. Okay, not the truth. There are 909 M&Ms in here. I know because my wife counted them. But it was a 911, and one of our staff people stole two and ate them. So I had him confess. I was going to have him take it out, but it wasn't in a good shape to do that. So 909 M&Ms. Now, watch this. When it comes to choosing the truth about your faith, is it more like the M&Ms, where you can count them and there are 909 in here? Is it more like M&Ms or is it more like a favorite song? A survey was taken, and it was this. The question was, when it comes to the truth of what you're going to believe in for the eternal life of your soul, is it more like what is in an M&M's jar that's counted or your favorite song? Did you know the survey came back? Most of the people said, choosing my faith, the truth about what I'm going to put my faith in, is more like a favorite song. I thought, no way. You can't just have an option where it's close enough. It has to be right on the M&Ms. It's got to be right on the mark and money. That's M&M. It's got to be right on. And yet the world will say, close enough. Close enough. Truth, close enough. It's got to be one way. Otherwise, it's going to be a half a truth. And you, like Pastor Ellen, when it's close enough, it gets you in trouble. Story is told about this guy who was a Jewish guy from New York and sat right next to, in an airplane, this Pake guy from Hawaii. And just within just a few minutes, the Jewish guy stands up and whacks the Pake guy on the head. Pooh! And the Pake guy says, what was that for? And the Jewish guy from New York says, that was for Pearl Harbor. Chinese guy, I'm Chinese, that was Japanese. Said, Chinese, Japanese, close enough. A couple minutes later, the Pake guy stands up and goes, whack, hits the Jewish guy, whack, ow. He said, what was that for? Pake guy says, that for Titanic. Said, that was an iceberg. Iceberg Goldberg, close enough. Close enough isn't good enough. It'll get you into lots of trouble. But John 14, 6, and it's going to come up on the screen. Read it together because this is the answer. Let's read it. Go. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Sometimes we doubt God because we see that which is seen. But what's most important isn't what is seen, although that's important. To get whole truth, you need both the seen and the unseen. And this is what's going to give you eternal life.
You've just heard part one of a message entitled Truth by Dr. Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. We'll pick it up right there on tomorrow's broadcast. We invite you to visit our website where you'll find more helpful resources from Pastor Wayne, including his messages on podcast. You can also find Pastor Wayne's daily devotional. That web address is www.enewhope.org. Again, that's enewhope.org. Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.